All right, so we're on Daf Tet tonight on Nazir 9a. Look at the top line in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Harini Nazir, like grow to ben Adbela. If a person says, I'm a Nazir from dried figs and from pressed figs. So we don't understand this because figs have got nothing to do with Naziris. Grapes have got something to do with Naziris, but figs don't have anything to do with it. So, but Beit Shammai Rin Nazir. So the Gemara is going to explain that we don't know this yet, that Beit Shammai holds that ein adam motzi dvar b'batal, a person doesn't make an utterance and want it to go like for naught. In other words, he intends that his words should have impact and meaning. So the end of the Gemara is going to say that he said he was a Nazir, but then he was trying to pull out of it and rescind it. And he said, minag grogrod u'mina dvela, and according to Beit Shammai, tough luck, he can't pull out of it. That's the way Beit Shammai is going to understand this, but we don't know this yet. And we'll see in the Gemara that's the way the Gemara is going to touch it up. And then Uveit Hill Omrim Eino Nazir. But Hill says, but Hill looks at the whole piece, and the Gemara is going to discuss this with Beit Hill as well. And Beit Hill is going to hold, you know, Bigmar Dvarab Dam Nipas, that we have to look at the whole sentence, and the whole sentence is unintelligible, so we're going to give it no full force and effect. Okay, that's the first way to understand the Machlok Beit Hill Beit Shammai. And today, in the daf today, we're going to go through several understandings of what the Machlok it is. But the way that the first two lines of the Mishnah, that's the way it's going. So the person makes this sort of strange statement. So he knows Yemen Agrogro Ben Atvela. Beit Shammai holds he's a Nazir. I mean, Hill holds he's not a Nazir. But then Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda understands Beit Shammai differently. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Af Shamru Beit Shammai, Lo Amru Elo Ba'Omer Harehin Alai Korban. So he says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Beit Shammai never said he's a Nazir. Beit Shammai says that if after making the statement, he says, Harehin Alai Korban, I meant that it should be prohibited to me like a Korban. So then he's subject to a neder, meaning that he can't have the Rogrot and the Dvela. So according to the Rabbi Yehuda's version, nobody says he's a Nazir, but Beit Shammai says he's prohibited from the figs. I mean, he'll not prohibited from the figs. Okay, welcome, Michael. Did you say stuff already or not? You did or did not? We did. Okay, so I'm just going to go further than if you did it, right? Okay, so now, so everybody good? I'm going to go, for, unless anybody has questions, we're going to go forward, all right? All right, so the this comes up all the time when in Nedarim and things. Yeah, so we do when we don't. It comes up all the time in Nedarim. So either it could mean that he says, you know, I left it up to the Chachamim, you know, whatever they'll construe it to be, or you know, we'll see in the Gemara a little bit more about this. We'll see where we go with it. But usually, in the second Nedarim, we don't say to the person, "What did you mean?" Yeah, I mean, usually it's all over the place in the second Adarim. Or all right, so let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Harini Nazir min Agrogrod min Advela." So the Mishnah says, the person says, "I'm a Nazir from the dried figs and from the pressed figs." Beit Shammai Nazir. Beit Shammai says he's a Nazir. So the Gemara says, "B'amai, why is he a Nazir? Why is he anything with this?" The Torah says that the Nazir is prohibiting himself anything from the grapevine, nothing to do with figs. So the Gemara says, Beit Shammai Sabri Lo Kremeir Damar Adam Ein Adam Otzi Dvarav Lebatalo. So the Gemara says, Beit Shammai holds like the son of Reb Meir. Now Reb Meir is brought down in the Gemara Masechet Erchin. So over there, the Gemara brings a brisa, and it says, Hamarich Bepachol Miben Chodesh. Erchin, if you remember, has like set amounts, set valuations in the Torah, based on gender and age, that a person's giving a precise amount to the base of Mikdash. So there's different age groups. There's, you know, I think from 30 days to like 5 years, and then they have like, you know, Ben Chamesh Ben Esrim from 5 to 20, and then 20 to 60 and above 60. So let's say a person says, he says he's giving the Erech of somebody who's below 30 days old, and there's an infant. So there's no Erechin for it. So there's machloket between Reb Meir and the Chachamim and the Braisa. So Reb Meir holds, the time Reb Meir holds, in a damotzi drav lebatalo. A person doesn't want his words to end up meaning nothing. So when he said, even though he says, I'm ma'arich, I'm giving the erchin of somebody less than Ben Kodesh,
So there is no erech and son of ben chodesh. So we'll say that he should give the damim, give like the value of the trial on the slave market, the damim, not the set price, but the sort of like the, like, you know, the market price for the child as slave. So that's what you have to do the base of Mikdash. And the Chachamim say you give nothing because there is no erechin for it. But the point is that Tanur Meir holds in Adam Otzi Devar Levatala. So that being the case, this person made the statement. It's an odd sort of statement. He says, I'm a Nazir, but from Grogrod and from Devela, so we can't understand it. So the way we think the statement would go now, according to Beit Shammai, let's take a look. One second, let me see here earlier. I'm looking at the Rashi a little bit. If you look in the Rush, if the Rush is around the last line of the Gemara on the left hand column, so he says, a person says, that's a different Gemara, but it's in Masechet Erechin. For some, giving the Erech this Kli, there are no Erechin for Kli Kalim, or Erech Pachom Ben Chodesh, obtain Damim. So, since no Erechin, we'll construe it in the closest way possible. So, you give Damim, which is the fair market value of the item. So we have to say that the way the Rush is saying that he thought that figs have got something to do with Naziris. In other words, he said something which is somewhat unintelligible, but Ein Adam Motzi Dvar L'Batala. He says, I'm a Nazir. And so we're going to take this thing and construe it the way we think logically it makes sense. That's what he meant. That's according to Beit Shammai. Okay? And then further in the Gemara, Uvehil Savri Lo Rav Yossi. So Beit Hillel holds like Tan Rav Yossi, the Amar B'Gemara Devar Dam Nitpas. So this is a Gemara in Masechet Temura is really where it is, where if a person says Hareza Tmur Ola Tmur Shlamim, in other words, he's got an Ola in front of him, he's got a Shlamim in front of him, and he's got a lamb, and he says this lamb is Tmur Ola Tmur Shlamim. So both those statements seem to contradict one another. If they're an Ola, it's not a Shlam. If Shlam is not an Ola. But notwithstanding that, Tan Rav Yossi says, B'gmar D'Rav, in other words, one is to say, Tos L'Shlam Rishon, he meant the first way. And then he was trying to change it. We can't let him change it. But the other way is to say that B'gmar D'Rav Dam Nitpas, the person is held accountable even for his last statement, even though there are two contradictory statements, meaning that he wants both, is the way we're going to construe it. He meant both things, even though they seem to be contradictory. So by korbanot, we can give full force and effect to his statement. Because what we'll do is, we'll take this lamb, we'll wait till it gets a mum, we'll sell it, and half the damim we'll use for an ola, half for shlamim. And that was what we'll give full force and effect to it. So that we're able to do it in that case. In this case, we can't. In other words, the two, it's got nothing to do with this, like, you know, it's got nothing to do with other, Nazir and then Baal and the whole thing. So Beit Hillel holds that he's nothing. But it all holds, he's nothing. Right. Is this okay so far? You okay? Okay, so I'm moving further in the Gemara. Now, so the Gemara says, so he says it's neder pitcho imahu, meaning that it's, you know, with petach is usually when you go to a bezdin, they has to be, you know, relieved of the neder, so it doesn't mean that he's going to a bezdin. That's the way the art school had it. It just means that it's a meaningless statement because the two don't go together. So they're not going to give full force and effect to it. So now the Gemara says in small aleph in parentheses and the back ends of the word lamed. The Beit Shammai nami neder ufit choimohu. So the Gemara wants to say, look, even according to Beit Shammai, a moment ago we were saying that Beit Shammai would learn that. That in Adam Motzi Devar Levatala, and then the way the Rush was saying the last sentence, we're going to say that he's acting under misapprehension, that he thinks that there's some Nazir with figs, but now the Gemara seems like it's saying that that's not plausible, that he thinks is in his Naziris with figs. So if that's the case, So just like I say that it's showing that he doesn't know what he's doing with this whole thing, so he should be relieved of it. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara says like this, Bechami holds Inachinali Remeir, then Inadamotsi Dvar Lavatala, became a Dvar Rini Nazir, Havali Nazir. Once he says Rini Nazir, so he's a Nazir, that's that. He says, Kikamar Mina Grogrot and Dvela, when he said Grogrot and Dvela, literally Hudakati. It truly means he's coming to be Yeshua Bezim, but it means he only wants to rescind it. In other words, so he said he was a Nazir, and then he's got sort of like buyer's remorse. In other words, he wants to undo the statement. So Beit Shammai follows their Shitum, the Amri Ein She'ela B'Hekdesh. Beit Shammai holds Ein She'ela B'Hekdesh, and the way the Rashi, the Mefarish, and Tosfos says, let's look at Tosfos, the fifth white line downstairs. And again, let's look at the fourth white line downstairs. L'tshuli ka'ati, lav davka l'tshuli. It doesn't mean literally he's coming to, Shela means you're approaching a Bezdin to be asked to be vacated from the Neder. It doesn't mean literally, the halobal Shela. He's not coming with Shela. Ella mitcharet v'chozer bo. He's having regret that he said, I ran in Nazir, and then he said, oh, Gavol, what did I just do? So he says, Kadam Shabbat Lashol, the Chacham on the Dro, Machban Charata, Shachamot Tilapetach, the Charata, Babi Neder Taur Batel. So he wants to say, he's trying to rescind the Neder. He says, and then on the next Tosfos, the first beginning of it, In Sha'il Nazirut, to the Zirut Kehekdesh, the Chiv Kadoshia Gadel Pera. So it says by the Nazir, Kadoshia Gadel Pera, he'll be Kadosh, because, you know, he undertook this Neder. So it's like Hekdesh. It's like Kadosh. It's like Hekdesh. So back in the Gemara, it says four lines to the bottom. Since Beit Shammai holds, there's no Shilba Hekdesh. Once a person makes a commitment to give someone Hekdesh, that's it. He can't go to Bezdin or the Chacham to be relieved of that. He says, Ein Shilba Nazirut. There's no Shilba Nazirut. So the Gemara ends up saying that according to Beit Shammai, the way the Gemara understands it, he said, a reigning Nazir, he was registering as a Nazir. And then he got cold feet, and he says, min a grogrod or min a dvela. In other words, that he wants out of this. So he can't get out of it. So he's held to what he said originally. Let me just do a little bit of rush on this, and then we'll pause and we'll take some questions, okay? So let me see where this was here. So if you look in the rush, it's around 30 lines from the bottom, if you look in the Tosfos, around 10 lines above where it gets very wide in Tosfos, there's a two dots. So the Beit Shammai and Nidro Pitcho Imo. Yeah, do you have it, Yosef?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm in the rush, around 20 lines to the bottom in the rush. The Beit Shammai Nidro Pitcho Imo, the Nehi de Itlhu, the Nadamotzi de Rav Vatala, in Achinam, they hold a person wants to give force to his words. Mikoa Koma Shot Simi Piv Bin Agrogrot. My kabbat, what are you going to do with that? With my dinit lay, lo dami lo omer erech kli pachom min chodesh alai. Once it's not comparable to saying, like the case that we had in the Gemara with Reb Meir, was if a person says, I'm giving the erech in for kli. There's no erech in for kli. I'm giving the erech in for pachom chodesh. No erech in for that. He says, mitoshin adam mosi brav levatala, if you've seen the diburi, the erech to kamar hen adami. So you say he didn't mean Erechin, he meant Damin. In other words, we're going to do, that's what he meant, because it doesn't make sense with Erechin. Abal Hacham and Agrogro de Kamar, Zaininan de Satterle. Here, we're going to judge differently. When he said Grogro, that he's trying to pull out of the Naziris. The Mishani, Mitoshen, Zamosi, Vrobatala, the Rashid of Rab, the Amarin Nazir, having Nazir. So the first statement that he was signing up to be Nazir. And then Minagrogro, the only way we're going to look logic to that, that he wanted to pull out of it, he wants to say something that's totally inconsistent with being a Nazirus, meaning he's trying to withdraw from it. Well, it was Leinan Batar safe at the milk of the Beit Shammai Tamayu da Amar, the Kaman, the Reish Parakamishi, Dekdesh Pitaut Hekdesh. So Beit Shammai holds that even if you're in mistake by Hekdesh, it's Hekdesh, you're in it. It says the Alpinan Mitmura, Hilkach, You can't have Sheila by Hekdesh. You can't have Chazar by Nadarim. The Chaynami ben Azir, the Tibet Kadoshia, even Tokadei Dibur, he can't be Chazar. Look at Chavi Nazir. He says, so he was really saying, in other words, I didn't explain one line. In other words, by Hekdesh, there's no Sheila when he made it, and there's no Chazar. In other words, once you said it, you can't retract it. Then there's no Sheila to undo it to go to Bezdin. And the same thing by Naziris. Okay, let me just do a few more lines in the Gemara. One time, he says, and two lines from the bottom, on Tanam and Alkham, the Gemara, Ubidhil Sabri Krib Shimon. Bidhilah holds like the Tan Rib Shimon, the Dan Rib Shimon Poter, Shlonadev Kederacham Nadim. So this is a Mishnah which we're going to have on Amud Beis, where it's going to quote. It's Mishnah Masechet Menachot. If a person says, I'm giving a mincha from a voluntary mincha, and I'm giving it from Seorim. I'm giving it from barley. So there is no voluntary mincha from Seorim. Seorim is very rare for Menachah. We only have it by the Sota and by the by one other one. One second, we'll see if it's coming up. One second, the Gemara mentions it later. One second. Yeah, like the Mincha to Omer. Is that what you meant? Mincha to Omer, which is Pesach. Okay. Anyway, mincha to Omer and mincha sota. So, but let's say he says I'm giving a mincha from Seorim. So the Tanakhama says we're going to construe that. This is Mishnah in Sechem Menachot. Tanakhama says he meant chitim. He says there's no Seorim. He meant chitim. So Reb Shimon says he's patur. He didn't make a voluntary thing like anybody does. He says. So Beit Hillel holds, he's got this thing, he's all over the place. He's coming from left field. He says he's a Nazir, but he's from, you know, the Devela and the Grogrod and the Devela, so it's a zero. Okay, let's just pause for a second. Let's try to digest and see what we learn, and then we'll go and we'll take questions and we'll go further. Okay, so in the Mishnah, we had a person who makes a very unusual sort of a statement, you know, signing up to be a Nazir. So if you want to be a Nazir, you can say Arena Nazir, and then you're a Nazir. But he says Arena Nazir, but I grow Nazir. I'm a Nazir from dried figs and from the fig cake. So what's the halach in that case? So first we had two versions so far of what Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel say. So the first version, the Tanakhama's version, is that Beit Shammai holds that he's a Nazir. And why is he a Nazir? So the Gemara tightens it up. Why is he a Nazir? In other words, Grogro and Devela got nothing to do with anything. So the Gemara says, right, Beit Shammai holds like a mayor, Ein Adam Osi Bro Batal. A person doesn't want the words to be nothing. So he really meant that he wants to be a Nazir, but then he wanted to pull out. And he got like cold feet. And even if it's Tokdei Dibur, according to Beit Shammai, you can't pull out of it because no She'ela by Hekdesh. And there's no Sheila by Naziris. So he said he throws in this crazy stuff because he wants to get out of it, but he's stuck. That's Beit Shammai. And Beit Hillel says no. He says, Beit Hillel says no. We're going to let him pull out. And we said Beit Hillel holds also, like Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara of Damnit Pas, the person is held responsible for all the statements, and the whole statement doesn't make sense together. And in addition to which, the Mishnah Masechet Menachos says from Rabbi Shimon, he's patur shlo nadev kederach haminadim. He made a voluntary offering of mincha, but not like people normally do, so he's exempt from it. Okay, that's what we learned so far. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts, and anything we did so far? No, he holds the whole thing. In other words, let me put two people in here. Yeah, Rabbi Yossi holds, again, Rabbi Yossi's case is, he says it means af bigmar the baruch and adam nitpas. Right. In other words, the person is tumurd ola tumurd shlamim. We're going to give full force and effect to the first. Over there, the Gemara has one side holds tos lashon rishon. We're going to the first lashon, and Rabbi Yossi holds af bigmar the baruch adam nitpas. Person's held responsible even for his second statement. So he means we're going to give full force to both. But so Rabbi Yossi says we'll look at everything together. But here, everything together doesn't make any sense. And that being the case. So Beit Hillel also was like Reb Shimon. So on the day of Kederach Haminadim, maybe he's making it up. Right, so it's nothing. Okay, so again, so according to the first way, Beit Shammai holds he is a Nazir, Beit holds he's not a Nazir. Okay, then we hit right. Reb Yehuda the Mishnah said, no, Beit Shammai never said he's a Nazir. According to the Tana, Reb Yehuda, nobody says he's a Nazir. The only thing that Beit Shammai held was
that if he says what I meant was, this is where you were meant, I meant that it should be prohibited to me like a korban. So then he was saying, when he says nazir, it means I'm cut off from it. In other words, nazir means you're cut off from things. So nazir is the meaning of the korban. Nazir, you're from the wine and from the dead people and everything else. But he said, I'm a nazir, I'm a grogur, I'm a devela. And then he says, what I meant by that was, it's like a korban to me. So then, under those circumstances, Beit Shammai says, he's not a nazir, but in a chinami, the grogrot and the dvela is prohibited to him. That's what he took. And Behil says, no, even that's a zero. All right, so that's what we're up to. Everybody okay? Everybody okay in the Zoom world? Okay. All right, let's go further. So we're on Tedum and Bays, the top line. Okay. Page 18 on the top line. Okay, 9b. So now the Gemara says, Manitin Loki Aitana. Our Mishnah, the rendition of the Machloka between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel that's stated in our Mishnah is not like the rendition we're going to see in the following Braisa, which has a different version of the Machloka. Okay? So now we learned two versions already. Now we're going to learn a third version. Okay? So Manita Loki Aitana, the Tani, we learned the Braisa, Rabbi Natan Omer, Beit Shammai Omer, Nadur Venazir. So according to Rabbi Natan, Beit Shammai says Nadur Venazir. He's either nadur, he's either prohibited from the figs, or else he's a nazir. Let's look at the rush on this, on the third line in the rush on the right-hand column. Beit Shammai means nadur v'nazir, perush, nadur o nazir. Right, so nadur means he's subject to the neder that he's not going to eat the figs, or nazir, he's a regular nazir. Im amar lo yabli bi l'nazirut elashiu alai korban habi nadur. So if he explains, here you come into the explanation that he was saying before, Yosef, if he says, I didn't mean, in other words, it's somewhat of an ambiguous statement. So if he says, I meant that I wanted everything to be prohibited to me, like a korban, the figs, and I use the term zeros, but I meant prohibited, zeros is also a type of prohibition, so then he's not doer. The imlo amar klom, but if he says nothing, having nazir, then he's a nazir. Why? The Sabak Rameir Ukrab Yehuda. He holds, meaning, according to this version, Beit Shammai subscribed to Rameir, which holds that Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatala, a person wants his words to have impact. And, or in the alternative, Beit Shammai holds, like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, that holds it to be a neder. So they hold by one or the other. So he's either Nadur or Nazir. That's the way he's going with this, according to this version. Okay, now let's see further. He says, and then let's do with the Rashi, and I'll come back to the Gemara. Ubehil Sabri Rabbi Yehuda, the Matir, Alibid Beit Shammai. So Beit Hillel holds that he's not a Nazir. And it was Beit Hillel in this version. All right, let me see. Let's do it inside. Second line in the Gemara. Ubehil Omrim. Nadur being nazir. Beit Hillel holds he's subject to a neder. He can't eat the figs, but he's not a nazir. There's only one avenue that's open. So now let's see back in the rush. So Beit Hillel sabri k'Rabbi Yehuda. Beit Hillel in this version, they subscribe to what Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah for Beit Shammai. Rabbi Yehuda for Beit Shammai says he's not a nazir, but he is subject to the neder. He says the matir alibi de Beit Shammai, meaning that he's not a nazir. In other words, he's not a nazir. Behindu the lo kitana kamo the lo Rabbi Yehuda, meaning that with the sabri Rabbi Yehuda the matir alibi de Beit Shammai, behindu the lo kitana kamo the lo Rabbi Yehuda, meaning the version of Beit Shammai is not like the Tana Kama and not like Rabbi Yehuda's version of Beit Shammai. In other words, in our Mishnah, Beit Shammai holds, according to the first explanation, they hold that he's a Nazir. In the second explanation, he holds that he's subject to a Neder. But here, in this explanation, he holds either or. So it's not like the Tana Kama, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda, it was either or. And he says, let's see back in the Gemara. So let's go with the lines over in the Gemara, line top line. So Manit Loki Aitana, Tani Rabbi Natan Omer, Beit Shammai Nadur Benazir, he's not Nadur in Nazir. Beit Omrim Nadur Ve'en Nazir. Beit Hillel holds, he's Nadur Ve'en Nazir. Beit Shammai Sabri like Rameir Rabbi Yehuda. It's like we said in the Rush, Beit Shammai holds like Rameir, which is that a person is nitpas, you know, in a damotzi de barbla batala. I want my words out of effect. And or he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds it is a netter. That's what he was, but it's a different idea. It's like combination of both together. Behil sabi like Rabbi Yossi. Now, when it says Behil holds like Rabbi Yossi, so the way I'm imagining, like yesterday we were talking for the Mor Road. Remember, we had like these different abbreviations. So the Rush says Behil holds like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. And if Behil holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that he could have a netter, and that makes easier. And if you look at the Tosfos, if you look at the first Tosfos, Beit Shammai Sabri Kremeir, so he says the Amar in the Moshe Devar Batala, Ahachi Avi Nazir, Rabbi Yehuda the Manitin, the Amar Nadur Havi, Behil Sabri Rabbi Yehuda the Manitin, Behil holds like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, the Nadur Miyehavi, with the low Kreb Shimon the Patul Gamri, not like Kreb Shimon. One second, where did I say this? Behil Sabri, right? So in this version, on the fourth narrow line, it says Behil Sabri Rabbi Yehuda. The Behil holds like Rabbi Yehuda or Mishnah. So one way to say is that even though it says Behil Sabri like Rabbi Yossi, it means like Behil holds like Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. You with me so far?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll come to it in a second, but you understand what I'm saying. Okay, now. Right, that's what I'm saying. That's the way it sounds like from the Rush, and it sounds like that from Tosfos as well. It's not hard to understand. You could have a Reish Yud, and somebody thought Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbi Yossi. But if I leave it as Rabbi Yossi, it means like this. Rabbi Yossi said earlier that we had Rabbi Yossi when he said, "Bigvar dvar of dam nitpas," that a person is held accountable for his whole statement. So it means that you'd have to say they hold like Rabbi Yossi. And Behil says he's nadur ve'inazir, that that we're looking at the whole statement and it doesn't make sense that he's a nazir. You know, that the only thing is like putting the whole sentence together doesn't sound so great that it would be nadur, but that's the way Behil will learn it. In other words, we don't look at the whole sentence together and we come out to the conclusion that he's nadur. All right, now let me just do one more version and then I'll pause and take more questions, okay? Well, give me five more lines, and then I'll do it. Okay. Now, Lishnach Rino Amri Lo. Now, there's another version about what the machloket is between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. In this version, Rabbi Natan Omer Beit Shammai Rim Nadur VeEino Nazir. In this version, Rabbi Natan says Beit Shammai says he's Nadur VeEino Nazir. So, right. So it's like what Rabbi Hillel said in the previous brisa. So in this version, Rabbi Shammai is saying it. And it's like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, 100% correct. He says, so in this version, Beit Shammai holds like Rabbi Yehuda's in our Mishnah. And in this version, Beit Hillel holds he's Gornished, he's not Nadur, and he's not a Nazir. Beit Shammai like Rabbi Yehuda, Beit Shammai like Rabbi Yehuda, like he was saying. Beit Hillel, Rabbi Shimon. Beit Hillel holds like the Tana Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon, we learned before, he says, and it's coming up, he says, Shlona de Kederach HaMadvin. In other words, if you're making an offering, and I say, here's the minfa offering from barley, so it means nothing. There's no voluntary minfa offering from barley, so it's zero, you're not kayin. So here he's saying all this gobbledygook together, so it's not coming together. Okay, well, let's just summarize, and we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts, okay? So we come out, we have four versions so far as the machlok between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. So the first version we had in the Mishnah, Beit Shammai holds he's a Nazir. He says, Harin Nazir min a grogro min a tevel. So in the Mishnah, it comes up, Beit Shammai holds he's a Nazir because we think, the way the Gemara is saying, that he signed up to be a Nazir, and then he got cold feet, and so he tried to say him in a grogro and a devela. Exactly right. You got that right. And Beit Hillel holds that he's not a Nazir because this whole thing doesn't make any sense. Okay, that's the way the first version. Then the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, nobody says he's a Nazir. Beit Shammai just says, that if he says afterwards what I meant is I wanted to asher the figs on me, then we'll give it full force and effect and we'll say he's prohibited on the figs, but not that he's a Nazir. And behold, he's nothing. Okay? Okay? Okay. Then the third way in the Braisa is Rabbi Natan says, Beit Shammai says he's either Nadur or a Nazir. It's not just Nazir, it's not just Nadur, it could be either or. So it could either be that he is a Nazir, or it could be that he's Nadur, meaning if he explains, like in the Mishnah, that I meant that the fig should be prohibited to me, So in Achinami, then it's like Rabbi Yehuda. But if he doesn't say that, then he is indeed a Nazir. Like Rame, right. And then he says, Behil holds that he's not Dur V'ein Nazir. Behil holds that he's subject to the most, he's subject to the Neder, but he's not subject to being a Nazir. Presumably, if he says that I meant to prohibit myself, that's the way he would say it. Then that's the way number three. Then way number four is Rabbi Nathan says, Beit Shammai says he's not Dur V'ein Nazir. So that part is like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. And then Behil says, Lo Nadur Belo Nazir. Yeah, that sounds like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, that sounds like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda, why not? In other words, Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says that Beit Shammai holds he's not Dur and he's not a Nazir. And that's the way this last thing had. And then Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah also holds that Beit Hillel holds he's neither one. And that seems also to be the same. Okay, so now questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far. Rabbi Yossi said, "The Gemara Rava Adam Nepasa means even his concluding words, right? The whole thing. What's
that?
I don't know. I don't care what it says over there. I tell you what the Gemara says. How does he? But it was in the Gemara. The person says, "Harezu Tmur Ola Tmur Shlamim." So Rabbi Yossi holds in the Gemara that it's we're going to give full force and effect to both. Let's just take a look here once, and the Rashi has it. No, he says, "One second." Good. Yeah.
He's saying it says
to grow. Yeah, look at the Rashi, the fifth white line in the Rashi in the small dalet. Here, one second. One second, he looked earlier. Here was in. Here, a little further. He says, okay, he says, on the second wide line in the Rashi, the Hechamar of Yossi, after Gwarvav Nitpas, Yon Shaitalu Behemet Chulin, but Salamir Tal Shte Behemot Kachim, Shulafanav, Achad Olavachat Shlamim. So he's got Agnes to the sheep, and then he's got one animals and all the ones to Shlamim. And on line four, Ba'amar is Utmur Ola, Utmur Shlamim. He says, Utmur Ola, the Kavan to Ephra, the Kaim, the Barab HaRishon of Achronim, since I could give full force and effect to both his first statement and his second statement, Timachiri, the Mei Chesia Ola, the Mei Ches Shlamim. In Renan, the Apik by the Barab Nitpa, Shkin and Takama Tobachila, Lakaf, the Shem Ola, Shem Shlamim. He couldn't say both at the same time, but he won. Then it was that's what he meant. So here we can't do both. So according to Rabbi Yossi, once I say like big barb, so it's a zero. That's what he's saying. The whole little is zero. Big grogro in the zero. All right. Yeah. All right.
You
bound to the second. No, it was here by the Nazirus, Rabbi Yossi would say, Nipas, by Neder, so it's a Neder which contains the rescinding of it in the same sentence. In other words, if I look at the whole sentence and Bigmar Rav, the beginning is saying he's a Nazir, the second saying he's not a Nazir, so I'm going to give full force and effect to both. So it's a zero. It's like deleted the whole thing. Where are you? Where are you now? Wait. No. All right. Let's go back. So let's with Rabbi Nathan. It's easier to say Rabbi Yehuda. But if you want to say if you want to say Savarlok Rabbi Yossi, he means in this sentence here Savarlok Rabbi Yossi. So he means that that we're going to give force and effect to. His halt to the even the last part of the statement, which is the vela and the grogro, and the way we can only give force and effect to that is to say that he's nadur, not a nazir. That's the way he's saying, but it doesn't fit in so perfectly. It doesn't fit in so perfectly. Okay, all right. Now let's see. All right, so I'm going to go further now. Everybody good? Okay. Now. Okay, now on line six on Tenement Bays, So the Gemara says, Tanan Atam. We learn the Mishnah in Masech Menachot. Ha'omer Harelai Mincha. We're just going to do the Mishnah now. The Mishnah is pretty straightforward. Ha'omer Harelai Mincha Lavim and Asorim. If a person says, Harelai Mincha is Lashon Neder, he steps upon a Neder, he's going to bring a Mincha, a voluntary Mincha, Lavim and Asorim, but he's going to bring it from barley. Yavim and Achitim. In other words, there is no voluntary Mincha from Sorim, so you should bring it from Achitim, from the wheat. Kemach, Yavi Solet. If he says, I'm bringing a voluntary Mincha from Kemach, he should bring his solet, in other words, the menachot or solet, or fine flour. We would construe it in the closest way possible. Shelo b'shem and levona, he says, I'm bringing it without oil or levona frankincense, yivyana b'shem and levona, he can't do that. He says, chatzi isaron, I'm only bringing half an isaron, is a tenth of an eifa, but I'm doing a half of that, and an isaron is a tenth of an eifa. He says, I'm bringing a chatzi isaron. He says, yavi isaron shalem, you should bring a whole isaron. Isaron umetha, 1.5 estronim. Yavi Shnayim. Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon says he's off the hook. He's making an offering which is not one of the choices. They're not giving me one of the choices, is zero. Now, Mantana, the Chiyama Harelai Mincha, Minasori, maybe Minachitim. Now, who is the Tana Kama of this Mishnah? Who is the Tana that we've come across so far that says if a person is Mincha Minasori, he'll bring from Achitim? Well, we'll see in a minute. So, Amar Chizkiya, the machloket shnuya. So Chizki says it's talui with the machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel that we learned. U Beit Shammai, he says, like Rosef said, it reflects the opinion of Beit Shammai. Lav Amri Beit Shammai ki Amar min Agrogru min Advela Habinazir. Doesn't Beit Shammai say? In other words, he says something like from left field. He says I'm a Nazir, but from Grogrot and from Dvela. So Beit Shammai says, nevertheless, he's a Nazir. That's the way Chizki said. Then Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, I could even argue that the first opinion in this Mishnah we just quoted from Masechet Menachot can be construed even according to Beit Hillel, who holds that he's zero. He says, but Omer, either way, Yitiyodeya Shein Nodrim Kach, Lona Darti Kach, Elakach. Meaning that in this Mishnah Masechet Menachot, he's making like a plausible error. In other words, the person says, had I realized that you couldn't bring a mincha from Seorim, I would have said wheat. But I didn't realize. It seemed very similar to it. So that is something that Ben Hillel will say that makes sense. But in the Mishnah, where he's saying something is totally implausible, I'm a Nazir, but I'm from Grogrod and from Devela. It's got nothing to do with anything. That's in the left field. So I could say that this Mishnah is also, or the Tanakh Kama Mishnah, is also being in conformity with Beit Hillel. That's, say again, what? In Menachot, the one in Menachot. So the Gemara says, now, Amar Chizkiya, Yisinu Nukach, Lomu Nukach, Elakach Amar Chizkiya, yeah, Lomu Nukach, Elakach, that's it. So Amar Chizkiya lo shanu lo sha'amar min ha'sa'urim. He says, so Chizkiya says that, now we're going back to the Mishnah we just learned. So remember, we said that according to Chizkiya said the Tanakama represents Beit Shammai. And Beit Shammai says that when a person would say, you know, things that don't seem like they belong together, so we're going to construe it that he meant to be Nazir. And same thing with the Sorim and the whole thing. In the Mishnah Masechet Menachot, he says, I'm bringing a mincha from Seorim. So the Tanakh Mishnah says he's going to bring from the Chitim. So Chizki said over there that it's like Beit Shammai. Because Beit Shammai says, I'm a Nazir from figs. You're a Nazir, you're a regular Nazir. You skip the figs, you're a regular Nazir. So now, Amar Chizki, lo shanu l'shamar min asorim. So Chizki says, in the Mishnah Masechet Menachot, it's only if the person who was coming said, I'm going to bring a mincha from barley. Aval minha dashim, he said, I'm going to bring mincha from lentils, lo maiti lo klum. He doesn't bring anything. So the Gemara says, michti, chizkiya kaman mukim la lamanitin. So the Gemara says, according to whom did chizkiya say the Mishnah goes? The Mishnah we just read from the second Menachot, to Beit Shammai. He said it goes like Beit Shammai. Baha adashim l'gabi mincha. So the relationship between Adashim and Mincha, Adashim is like left field. It's pretty far removed from any Mincha. It's not even a Mincha. It's a lentils. He says, Kigrogro, Legabi Nazir, Dab. That's similar the figs vis-a-vis Naziris. Naziris is grapes, and he says figs. He says, V'ka'amri Beit Shammai Habi Nazir. And nevertheless, Beit Shammai holds he is a Nazir. So we don't think, in other words, Chizkiyah seems to be saying things that are inconsistent. Chizkiyah says, the Tanakhama of the Mishnah on the Sechet Menachot is Beit Shammai. He says that I say barley, so you got to bring wheat. And so that's like Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai says, I'm a Nazir from Grogrod and from Tvela. You're a Nazir. But then Chizkiyah says afterwards, he says that it's only if he says he's going to bring a mincha from barley. But he says he's bringing a mincha from adashim, from lentils, so he did not cry of anything. So the Gemara says, how could that be? Chizkiyah said it's like Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai says Nazir from figs left field, so it should also be chayv in left field. So the Gemara says, Hadar Beit Chizkiyah. So Chizkiyah retracted his position. In other words, Chizkiyah changed. Initially, Chizkiyah felt that the Tanakhama or the Mishnah is like Beit Shammai, and he says, no, in the Gemara, it would be like Beit Hillel. He says, V'yamai Hadar Beit. Why did Chizkiyah retract his position? Amar Rava, Rava says, Manitin Kshitein. He was having difficulty with our Mishnah. From the Mishnah Masech Menachot. My ear Yitani Minasorium. If what he's saying is true, in other words, then it would be logical that the Tana would hold that if you say Adashim, you are Chayav Mincha. So if that's the case, and if he's following Beit Shammai, so if that's the case, my ear Yitani Minasorium. Why does the Tana teach me the case where he says, I'm bringing Mincha from Sorium? Litni Min Adashim. So if what he had said initially was true, it would make sense that the Tana would teach me the biggest Chiddush. And the Tana should teach me that, for instance, I'm bringing a mincha from Adashim, he should bring mincha from Chitim, just like you're a Nazir from Grogrod and from Tvela, you're a Nazir. Right, so he should do that. So since he didn't do that, so Chizkiyah rethought his position and thought it can't be like Beit Shammai, so it must be like Beis Hillel. So we said like Beis Hillel, remember Beis Hillel holds that it's only if it's a reasonable mistake. So Beis Hillel holds the person can make a reasonable mistake. Not a reasonable mistake. Now, so the Gemara says, El is Sabar Chizkiyah. Now, but no, I made a mistake though. Chizkiyah doesn't hold this like Beit Hillel. I made a mistake. Scratch that sentence. I made a mistake on that. Okay. No, I didn't. Well, it is conformity with Beit Hillel, but that's not what Chizkiyah says. Okay. El is Sabar Chizkiyah. Ki ka'amri Beit Shammai Hatam to Rabbi Yehuda. Chizkiyah said that it is like Beit Shammai, but the second version of Beit Shammai in the Mishnah. It was, we had Rabbi Yehuda's version of Beit Shammai. So Rabbi Yehuda's version of Beit Shammai is that indeed he's not a Nazir because it's from left field. So Mela, he's just not doer from it. So if that's the case, so it sticks in one if does the other. But in other words, it has to be like a reasonable mistake. That's what he's saying. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Now, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu min ha'adashim. Rabbi Yochanan says that even if a person would say that I'm bringing a mincha from adashim, he's still chayav bringing from the chitim. So the Gemara says, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that? Rabbi Yochanan hu damar, but Omer, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said that Mishnah can be construed in conformity with Beis Hillel. Why? He says, hu damar, but Omer, Rabbi Yochanan says the Mishnah is saying that I have a plausible explanation. In other words, I made a reasonable mistake when I made the statement. A reasonable mistake is barley instead of wheat. That's a reasonable mistake. But lentils instead of wheat is not a reasonable mistake. So how could Rabbi Yochanan now say that even with adashim, you'd be chayav to bring a mincha from chitim? So the Gemara says, the Dabar of the Chizkiyu de Ka'amar. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan is only, in other words, Rabbi Yochanan holds like his shita. Rabbi Yochanan says it has to be a reasonable mistake. That's what the Tana is saying over there. And we can construe and conform Beit Hillel. When Rabbi Yochanan said that even if he brings from Adashim, he meant he's responding to Chizkiyah. In other words, Chizkiyah initially said the Tanakhama of the Mishnah and Menachot is Beit Shammai. And then Chizkiyah retracted and said, no, it's not. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying to Chizkiyah, I disagree with you, but according to what you thought it was Beit Shammai, why are you falling apart? It could be the Tana does hold. Why did he retract it? He says, because the Tana would teach me Adashim. He doesn't teach me Adashim, so it can't be like Beit Shammai, because he would teach me the bigger Chiddush. So he says, no, indeed, I understand the Mishnah. The Tana is saying that even Adashim would be, you could argue your position, that the Tana holds that even a dashim you bring chitim. He says, "At my Tana kaharbach, why did you retract from your position? Mishum lo katani min adashim, because he didn't teach me min adashim. Dilma lo mabaya kamar. Maybe the Tana is saying, I don't agree with this, but maybe the Tana is saying that it goes without saying, meaning lo mabaya kamar mi adashim the mighty mincha ma'al yata. It goes without saying that if a person said, I'm going to bring a mincha from adashim, that in a chinami he's bequeathed to bring a mincha from chitim. The ikal meimar mahadar hu dahadar bay utfos l'shom rishon. Because I would have thought maybe he's trying to withdraw his position. In other words, he said he's going to bring a mincha, and then he's trying to like welsh out of it, just like the Nazir. I'm a Nazir, and then I'm, you know, grow the veil, according to Beit Shammai, trying to, I'm trying, all right. So maybe you would have thought that he said, I'm bringing a mincha, and then he says, what did I just do? I can't afford mincha. So he says, min adashim, he's trying to pull out of it. So he can't pull out of it. So that goes without saying. He's chayav to bring chitim. Ella, and where's the aleph? Ella afilu. Ella afilu ke amar min asorim. Even if he said, I'm bringing a mincha from Sorim, vadai dahachi ka amar. And here is a logical that I would say that he was saying to himself, that in other words, here is he has a plausible argument to say, I would dafka want to bring Seorim and say, if this mincha could be kadosh, like the mincha la omer or the mincha sota tikdosh, ilo, otherwise not. So I'm out of here. I'm not finding anything. Kamashvalan, demaiti minachitim. So the Tana is teaching me the Be'er Chiddush that even when he said Minasorim, where I have a plausible argument to say the person then, if this could be counted, there are mincha offerings from Sorim, but you can't bring it voluntarily. So it's plausible to say that the donor intended to say, if I could bring this mincha the way I want to bring the mincha from Sorim, fine. Otherwise not. So maybe he should be off the hook. So the Tana is teaching me, no, he's not off the hook. He's chayiv to bring the mincha from the chitim. But in Achinami, Rabbi Yochanan is saying to Chizkiah that your position, that the Tanakh Shammai, the Beit Shammai, the first version of Beit Shammai, you don't have to fall apart. You can still, you know, maintain your argument. It's not like Beit Shammai. And then you said, well, how come he doesn't teach me Adashim? So Adashim he considers to be so pasha. Adashim, that he has to bring chitim. Because Adashim, that's just like the Zeros with Tevela and the Grogrod. He's getting cold feet. He wants to pull out of it. And then he says, right, he's got to bring it. But with Sorim, I would have thought, no, in Achinami, the person means, I want to bring Sorim, not Chitim. I want to bring Sorim. If I bring Sorim, fine, otherwise not. So Kamash Malah, no. He's still chayav to bring Chitim. That's within Beit Shammai. All right? Everybody good? Good? Okay, now, we'll do a little bit, and then that'll be it for today. All right, 1 second. Please, yeah, tell me about it. All right, 1 second. One second. What? Who's flying? I went through very slowly. I went everything and I repeated it, but it was flying. Okay, 1 second. Now, 1 second. 1 second. We get first. Okay. 1 second. 1 second. What did I do with that? Seven and a half. Yeah. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry, I pulled it out before. Yeah. Okay, here it is. Okay. All right, first we'll do a story and then we'll see where we go. Yeah, we said Ein She'ela B'Hekdesh, that according to Beit Shammai, you can't undo your donation to Hekdesh. And the idea is that Beit Shammai, remember we learned that Tokdei Dibur is Kedibur, except by four things. And it was by, and it was also by Hekdesh as well. So it came out to Kiddushin and Gittin, and then Birkat Hashem and Avodah Zarah. So Hekdesh, Hekdesh also with this. So now, once a person had a single cow, with which he made his living, a very great mitzvah was presented to him that demanded an investment of money, and he wasn't sure what to do. Perhaps he should sell his precious cow to fill the mitzvah.
On the other hand, how could he sell his only source of livelihood? Like in Europe, a cow was a big... He doesn't say what the mitzvah was, but, you know, you sell a cow, whatever it would be. Like, I don't know, maybe give money to Stocko or whatever. Now, the poor man brought this dilemma for the famous Rabbi Elimelech of Lashans. That's the Rabbi Elimelech. After hearing the question, Rabbi Elimelech immediately proclaimed, you should not sell your cow. So he said, the man protested, but Rabbi, the same mitzvah once came your way and you sold your cow. Why am I different? Rabbi Elimelech shot back, unlike you, I didn't ask. In other words, if he's coming to ask, should I do this? That's a siman that he's not into it enough. He says, Rabbi Elimelech worked on his trust in Hashem to such an extent that he had the necessary inner strength to act with self-sacrifice without a need to ask any shiloh. The opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah came, and he did whatever he could to fulfill it without any hesitation. The Aryeh Sha'ag Zitzal said, it's possible to learn this from Nazir Daftet. The Gemara states, Ein She'ela B'Hekdesh. Well, this literally means that one who consecrates a sacrifice would not nullify this by a post facto regret. This can be read another way. There are no questions regarding Hekdesh, meaning Ein She'ela B'Hekdesh. It was, if you're going to make a contribution, you've got questions with it, that means you're not into it. If someone questions the advisability of doing a holy deed that extends beyond his basic obligations, he's not holding by doing this mitzvah. In other words, if I have to ask, should I do this? That means you're not holding it. It's a different way of understanding it. Okay, now.
Just so you know, Norman was related to Rabbi Elimelech.
Oh, so all right. So then you're related too. All right. Now,
that means me.
Yeah. All right. Now. Okay. Now, he has another piece here. I'll do this for a few more minutes here. Now, Beit Shammai derives from Pasuk that an act of Hekdesh takes effect even with Talis. Wait, let me see if we had. I saw something else here. One second. All right. Let me see what this one has. One second. Okay. You know, I'll do this a little bit differently here. He talks about here, this is from the Morota Daf Yomi. So our Daf talks about accepted upon the Ziris, or to be Makdish, and Tok de Dibur, he tries to retract it. So we learned that Tok de Dibur is Dibur Dami, so the Gemara is the Supak, is that Chazara Tok de Dibur, is that effective or not? So the Klal is Tok de Dibur is Dibur, he says, you can be closer from Eidos and Bezdin, things like that. But the Gemara says the four things you can, and that is, we went through that before. The Gadei Tel Hashem, Obed Avodah Zarah, and then Mekadesh Megarish. Mekadesh Megarish is marriage and divorce, but he says the Gedolim say La Halacha, that if a person knows their Litzaka, he can be chozer tokadei dibor. Let's say a person makes a commitment to tzedaka and tokadei dibor, he retracts it. But samach krono or machmir and hold that even with tzedaka, it's not effective. The reason is based on the Rambam, who holds that in addition to the four things that we mentioned, the Gemara, persons machmir something in the base of mikdash can't be chozer even tokadei dibor. And according to their opinion, tzedaka is doma to hekdesh. So the Gemara didn't mention hekdesh mefurash. The only thing the Gemara mentioned would be Kaddish like an Isha, but anyway, but they're saying this. Now, the halakha, you should be choshe shalosh shitot. Therefore, if a person makes the neder for tzedakah and he wants to be choser on it, you should do hatar nedarim. Now, but there are klal, we don't do she'ela for nidre tzedakah, but if he was choser tokadei dibor, in other words, if he needed neder for tzedakah and he was choser tokadei dibor, he could be shoel on his nidro. Because the ikar din, his chazara, it helps. Okay, I think that's it tonight, and that'll be it for Daf Yomi for tonight. Okay, nice. Let me just end the recording. One second. Oh. I'm working on it. Hey. Here we go.